dinner time. What a mistake. This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Marian Garcia. Episode number 1315 is here.
This podcast is sponsored by
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
Recipes for Children is the ultimate cookbook written for children to control the preparation of dinner without an adult assistant by their side. Children who have read the recipes know that asking their parents for recipes is the perfect way to build trust in the kitchen. Parents can fill the nutritional gaps with snacks and other meals so that children have time to go out for dinner on their own. Start by preparing a meal and ask for input for meal planning by offering one or two items for each meal that are likely to be accepted. This can help to rearrange the plate of family-style meals and allow children to help themselves. It turns out that pressuring your child to eat more doesn't help them maintain a healthy weight. A recent study in the Pediatrics Journal found that only 2/3 of parents encouraged their children to eat everything on a plate. However, if parents offer vegetables in different ways and model their consumption, the pressure on children can be turned off. Children who grow up with a permissive diet tend to struggle to establish healthy dietary boundaries. They are more likely to prefer snacks, junk food, and meals with limited nutritional value. When children do not know when their next meal will arrive, they become obsessed with food and tend to overeat later in life. This division of tasks stems from one of the techniques used to get children to try new foods: the one-bite rule and the thank-you bite. Atmospheric pressure increases the likelihood that children will eat a variety of foods. During meals, rejection of food, puking and whining over crackers and pasta can reach epic proportions. In this light, people with diabetes make a common mistake when approaching their meal. Dinners can be stressful and rushed, reflecting our lives, which can be chaotic and overloaded. When your family has breakfast and dinner together, it is important that you eat together at least every day, and perhaps more if your schedule allows. Dinner is my favorite time because it gives each family member the opportunity to share their daily activities. Don't miss other ways to make the meal special, with a fantastic selection of family-friendly recipes from the hottest new children's cookbooks. Dinner shouldn't feel like a chore, and with these fun ideas for a family dinner, you'll certainly end your day like your kids. Family dinners are silent while everyone shovels food and rushes off to do homework or go to bed. Our tables are filled with tears as everyone cries into their plates and spends more time negotiating bites than talking to partners. It's mealtime in your house, and you have to manage to get food for the whole family on the table. You feel irritated when you watch them poke at their plates, as if their food were some sort of scientific experiment. When we treat dessert as a reward, our children grow up believing that certain foods are earned. Nothing is healthier than growing up, having energy to play with and being rewarded for dinner. This is a difficult idea to unlearn and can lead to unhealthy eating habits later on. According to a registered dietitian, these 8 habits are among the most common mistakes we make at dinner. Amy Gorin, MS, Road, owner of Amy Gorin Nutrition, says that there is no one-size-fits-all for dinner, but she suggests eating 3 to 5 hours earlier in the day. This means you can have an afternoon snack at 3 p.m. and dinner at 6 p.m. or 8 p.m. I'm not good at looking at the clock when we get home from school, but I know I'll treat Abby to a snack 30 minutes before dinner. It sounds great until you have kids who don't eat dinner or dessert. When I was a child between the ages of 8 and 11, our family dinners, after many failed attempts and many cold dinners scraped out of the trash, resembled the answer to the question of who doesn't. If your house is anything like mine, dessert is one of those times when everyone comes to the table and complains. It all started with a strong desire to make the family meal another meal for my children and a meal for my husband, and I preparing simple, family-friendly dishes seemed difficult, and so did the children. My children became very picky about what to eat at dinner, and the struggle began to weigh me down. They ate ramen and simple buttered spaghetti, but I didn't serve them every night. Her family of 4 had 8-year-old Sam, who refused to eat with the family. His mother was worried that he would go to bed hungry, so she made him alternative meals so that he did not have to make food choices. One woman ate leftovers from an earlier meal, and her fiancé insisted on sharing her plate with him. I went into the kitchen to warm up my dinner, sat down at the table and started eating. My husband came out of the bedroom and said he could smell the food, but he was playing a video game and thought he was coming to me because he was hungry. About an hour after I started cooking, she started demanding one of the few things she liked to eat: macaroni and cheese and oatmeal. The thought of this type of food touching her mouth was enough to send her into a total frenzy of fear and disgust. When I told her that I had a different plan for our family dinner, she spent the whole afternoon whining and screaming that she didn't like this food and that he should never try it.
This was Dinner Time. What a Mistake! By the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1315. My name is Marian Garcia, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.